We're back, baby. Frazzled is back. Guess who's back? Back again. Frazzled's back. Tell a friend. That's all. You won't be getting any more ridiculously awful singing. Definitely no rapping from me. But Frazzled is back. And I cannot tell you how freeing and fabulous it feels to be back with Frazzled. Just honestly amazing. I've been on a journey. I usually bloody hate that word, right? I've been on a journey. I've been on a bloody journey. And I couldn't work out why I wasn't loving the podcast as much as I usually do. And let me tell you, it was because I was trying to fit my personality and the topics that I want to talk about and all of this stuff, was trying to fit it into a neatly packaged burnoutology box. And if you've been here for a while, I don't fit in boxes. So I'm going to talk. I want to share a bit with you about today. I think we've done this before, right? Why was I stopping Frazzled to move to burnoutology? Why am I now stopping burnoutology to move back to Frazzled? Have you lost the plot, Kelly? What the bloody hell are you doing? Does this mean you'll be more consistent from now on? Let us know it all, right? So we're back. I don't know how many episodes, but I'm really excited by all of the titles and all of the episodes that I have got to bring to you over, I don't know how many, but ongoing. I've got an ongoing list. As you can tell, this is still uncut. This is still unedited. This is still unscripted. This is unfiltered, may even be slightly unhinged at times. But I'm back, and the energy that I now have, now again, I'm hoping the energy stays. I want to see how it goes. So let me talk you through this journey, shall we? For those of you that have been here for a while, for those of you that loved Frazzled, more of the unhinged, unedited, completely out there topics that we're going to be talking about, they're coming back, right? Some of the random stuff, my ridiculous brain dumps, all of that sort of stuff coming back. Why did I shift? Why are we back? What's been happening? All of that stuff, right? Let's talk about that today. And then from next week, we can get into some meaty topics. But Frazzled is back, baby. Frazzled is back. Now, if anybody listening to this does know how I can link the previous Frazzled the podcast to this current Frazzled the podcast, please do let me know. I can't even remember the platform that I used to schedule and to store Frazzled from in the first place. I was like, was it on Kajabi? Was it on Podbean? I can't bloody find it anywhere. So if anybody does know how I could link it from even just my iTunes, right? How can we link some of these RSS feeds? That would be really lovely to know. So if anybody listening is a podcast expert or an RSS feed expert that can tell me how we now amalgamate Frazzled 1 with Frazzled 2, I am all ears. So please do let me know that. And then you can have everything in one gorgeous place, right? You can have everything in one gorgeous place. Why are we back with this? As I said, I think I have been, or I know I have been, trying to neatly package everything that I love talking about into burnoutology at the same time as trying to make burnoutology more I don't want to say formatted, because again, if you've been here for the ride, we started off with something else, then we went to 200 Truths, then it was randomness and all sorts of stuff, and people said, what do you want the purpose of the podcast to do? Why are you doing it? Where does this go? Initially, when I started, so let's go back, right? So I was doing Frazzled, the podcast, just because I wanted to talk about what does this crap called burnout feel like? What does it feel like to live with? What does it feel like to come through it? What does it feel like to start doing this work? What does it feel like to be in this space? What does all of that feel like? And I think it was, right? I think it was my permission slip, right? It was my permission slip to just get out and say the things that needed to be said without anything needing to look or sound or feel polished. Just my permission slip to let go of perfectionism, to just go all in, say what I wanted to say, do it in a really relaxed way, and just really enjoy it. It just kind of felt, was there a purpose to it? And what was driving some of that question, right? What is the purpose? I think was a number of things, but the biggest things, a business coach that I was working with at the time was like, if it hasn't got a purpose and it's not linking to your work, then maybe you need to do something else with it. But I was also in a different place, right? I wanted to take my work in a different direction. I have continued to take my work in a different direction. But obviously, I was working less with, I was doing less of the coaching, right? I was working less with people that were feeling frazzled. I was working less with one-to-one people experiencing burnout and taking on much more of the training role, building the community of burnout coaches, training master burnout coaches, training burnout informed coaches. So less of the one-to-one. And when I sat to think about it, actually Frazzled, if we want to say kind of targeting an audience, that wasn't why I started it. If you've been here for a while and or if you're new, I'm so passionate about burnout. I'm so passionate about the education and the awareness and stopping the misinformation and all of the false truths, all of the miscommunication, the misinformation, the mismanagement, all of that stuff about burnout. I get really, really fired up by that. But it just so happens at the time my work was shifting direction. So I was doing less of the one-to-one and more of the speaking to coaches. And so I was being challenged on, does everything that you do, if you like, in your business ecosystem, do you have a business ecosystem? But everything in my business ecosystem, who was it talking to? Because if it wasn't speaking to the right people in the right way, then was it a productive use of my time? Was it an effective use of my time? Was it going to point me in the direction of, or bring me more of the right people in order to be able to do that? And I think initially it was like, well, no, not really, because it's random burnout thoughts. It's randomness, my weekly thinking out loud. There was never a purpose to it, other than wanting to share this stuff with all of you who have been on a similar, we use that word again, right? It's on a similar journey. But to share some of that, right? To make us all feel, those of us that are on the brink of burnout, coming through the other side of burnout, just to make us feel less alone, and my permission slip to let go of perfection. It didn't need perfect editing. It didn't need perfect lighting. It didn't need perfect sound. It didn't need perfect anything. I could just say it, get it out into the world, and hopefully it would help some of you. And many of you have continued to stay on this journey with me. That word's going to irritate the hell out of me, isn't it? And it's clearly in my brain for today, the journey of the podcast. But so that's kind of where I went with it. And at the same time, again, for those of you that have been here for a while, you'll know when these changes were taking place, I was also really ill. I was in a lot of pain. I was trying to find ways to continue to do the stuff that I love in a low energy as way as possible. In a way that, it was just easy. It felt formatted, not formatted, but it felt, I knew what I was doing every day. I wasn't necessarily having to overthink or necessarily think about anything. I record a video on this day, I record a podcast on this day, I write a blog on this day. Because that's where my energy was at, that's where my health was at, that's where my body was at, that's where my brain was at, that's where so many things were at the time. And it felt like it was working. It felt like everything that I was doing was just kind of falling into place, right? Yeah, maybe let's make it a bit more professional. Let's make it a bit more formatted. Let's give it more structure. My brain and my body do not work in that way. And so when I have been on a bit of low energy, when I have been really struggling, the first thing that has really vanished out of my diary has been the podcast recording. Because I've not felt, I don't know, like able to be professional enough or talk to professionals enough or show up professionally enough in order to really be talking about some of this stuff. Because like last year and the year before, my body has quite literally been like trying to kill me from the inside out. I'd obviously carried on going and resting where I can, though. Again, for those of you reading this, like this wasn't, or listening to this rather, this wasn't a hypocritical, I must keep going in order to do this. The whole of last year, I worked like 25 days. I was resting when I could, and I needed to keep a roof over my family's head, right? I still needed to be here. I still wanted to be here. I still wanted to be showing up. And I needed something to also keep me occupied and keep my head away from the pain. And I had that conversation so many times last year with my partner Mick, because I'd be like, right, I know I'm gonna decorate a room. It's like you've got nothing in the tank. What do you think you're doing? Sitting on a floor, everybody always has to come and help me finish a few bits off, but actually sitting on a floor with a paintbrush, painting a wall and kind of just scooting around the edge. It gave me something to focus on. It gave me something to do. It gave me something to achieve. And it kept my mind occupied. It didn't mean I was pain-free, far from it, but it meant I wasn't constantly just sat thinking about the pain. And what I've realized as I'm still not going to say 100%, which is maybe why I'm like, I'm still frazzled. Let's go for it. I even considered whether this series should be called Unfrazzled, and I was like, no, because I am still frazzled, right? So there's no way that we could be unfrazzled. But I did play with that one for a while, and what it looks through, what it looks like when you definitely come through the other side of it. And I thought, no, I am still bloody frazzled, right? Let's kind of talk about it from that perspective. So last year, I think I was still here. I was still visible. Was still really passionate. I've made some amazing, amazing decisions and choices for my business. I have decided again to reduce my working days. I have decided to stop the one-to-one coaching. I'm now referring all of the coaching to the Burnout Informed and Master Burnout coaches. That feels right for me. One-to-one coaching is a very different energy. And yes, I have come through my surgery from last year. I still have a lot of unanswered questions around how I am processing information. I've still got questions around some of my exhaustion levels. I'm doing some brilliant stuff. I'm back to doing yoga daily, like proper daily classes. I'm back to my PT sessions once a week. And yet I can still, like, I can do a yoga class and still want to sleep all day. I can do a PT session and need to sit for 3 or 4 hours afterwards, there is still something underlying that's not allowing me to go full steam. But actually, I don't want to anymore. And I've been having this conversation with family and friends over the last 6 months or so as well. I feel like I've kind of, like, all of my life has pretty much been backwards. I started clubbing with friends at like 13 and 14 years old. I started smoking at 14. I was out, you know, drinking whatever was the cheapest cider that we could get from our local off license at like 14 or 15. I wasn't, you know, a 90s child that was, and it wasn't called this, but there used to be what was called a nappy night at one of the clubs, which was like clubbing for under 18 year olds on a Monday. Exactly the same bouncers, right? And they'd let us in on a Monday and still let us in on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I was out all of the time. I gave birth to my twin sons at 20, right? 3 months after my 20th birthday, I became a mum. At 30, I had my seat at the table. I was HR director, seat at the table, doing all that stuff. Burnt out by 32. Nearly died from my second burnout at 35. I've grown, you know, one massive, you know, my consultancy when I left corporate, I grew to multi six figures. You know, I was responsible for paying like six people's mortgages. I grew the team. I thought I wanted an empire, realised I didn't. Came back into the burnout work and was still doing all of that whilst I knew I was living with illnesses and health issues as a result of burnout. I've pushed. I've done 14-hour days, 16-hour days. I have spent almost 26 years of my life as a mother and as a leader and as a partner and as a daughter. My mum and dad have had, my mum more so, but had lots and lots of health conditions over the years. I've needed to be the big sister. I've needed to step up to lots of things in the family. I've needed to be the mum. I needed to, you know, be here and support my kids when their dad and I separated and when we went through a horrible divorce, right? There's so much stuff happening. And I have been slowing. I'm doing things in a very different way. I'm creating space on purpose every single day to just be. And I think I've said this to some of you before. I think particularly 2015, when I was coming, probably going into actually the really, really dark place that my second burnout took me to, a friend of mine introduced me to a book. It was called Rise, Sister, Rise. No, it wasn't. It was called Light is the New Black was the first book. Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. And I can remember properly losing my shit reading that book. Like, how dare this author do this? Like, does she not know? She was talking a lot about being and creating space. And I just thought, well, it's all right for you, right? Bloody multimillionaire, sat there doing this, all your bloody woo-woo. And it wasn't that I was against the woo-woo, if you've been here for a while. Like, I'm woo-woo. But there was something that I was so against it all. And I think a lot of the time, a lot of the advice that we get can be really counterintuitive, right? Just slow down. We know when we are in the depths of that level of stress, when burnout is taking hold of us, slowing down is not an option. Not because we don't want to, not because we don't know it's right for us, but because fundamentally, and our body and our brain will not even present that as an option to us, right? Slowing down is not an option. When we're to, like, just be, like, yeah, it was all right for you, right? How the bloody hell do you, like, what do you mean just be? Like, what does that even mean? For those of us who have got, you know, for those of us, you know, neurodivergent individuals, right? When your brain is going 24/7, and I always thought, like, everybody's brain was going 24/7, seemingly not, right? Some people are perfectly able to just switch off and like, not be overthinking everything 24/7. But when you've got all of that combined and then you're living with serious health conditions, you're living with the hangover of burnout, you're growing a career, you're growing a job, you've got family responsibilities, maybe caring responsibilities. When you're doing all of that stuff, a lot of the stuff that is out there in the world telling us to just be, to just slow down, to just, So like on paper sounds great, perfect, brilliant. But the reality is that we could. Now I've had to, like I had to stop last year. I had no option but to stop last year. If I had continued to push, I don't think I'd be here. I took more time off last year than I ever, 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 ever have done in my entire life. And it was in that slower pace, although a lot of those days were still pain until after the op. I've been able to see finally what I can create. Now my body's not living in constant threat and survival mode. As I said, there's still underlying stuff. I'm going through tests. I've got more scans and tests and everything that are kind of, that we're just waiting for the outcomes, waiting for the dates. There's still some underlying stuff. And at the same time, I do feel transformed from where I was this time last year. I feel like a completely different person. But enforcing myself to slow down, enforcing myself, like, who do I want to be working with? Do I want to be working with coaches that are trying to fit me into a particular box? No, I don't. Do I want to be naming podcasts that don't fit where I want to be? No, I don't. Do I want to be almost, I don't want to say like pretending, right? Do I want to be pretending to try and be more professional because everything that I do should be bringing in money? Or actually, what can I do more of that's going to bring me more joy back? Now, at the time of recording this podcast, I've also today done my first weekly live again for, again, maybe a year. It's called Burnout at Breakfast. It's on YouTube, Monday mornings, 7:30. I loved it. The rest of the stuff can be the business building stuff. The rest of the stuff can be the stuff that's going to bring me in clients. I really bloody love doing this podcast. I really bloody love the fact that it's frazzled. I love the fact that I can be completely unfiltered, completely unhinged, completely open, completely unedited and uncut and unscripted and all of that stuff. So let's get back to being frazzled. And again, hopefully some of the topics that I've got, some of them are like, oh, I hope all of them are going to resonate with you at some point. There is still stuff on there about the business side of stuff, right? Lessons that I've learned, things that I want to change. But I also want to be able to talk about some of the stuff that I know we're all struggling with. I don't want to stop talking about some of those struggles because I know my struggles, the past struggles that I've had, even some of the ones that I'm still having, I know I'm not alone in any of that stuff. And I think if we start to strip all of that out, right, if we remove our personality, if we remove the stuff that brings us all the joy and only focus on the business building, and again, maybe we're doing this, I think, again, I don't know what pod, who, maybe I don't know which bloody one it was on now. But I did the podcast episode, didn't I, about like the one where I binned all of my clothes. In fact, whether this is right or not, maybe let's check this afterwards. I've got in my head that like that was episode two of Burnoutology, the podcast. If that is right, if episode two is right, my brain is brilliant. But that's what, right, the one where I binned all of my clothes. When we're in moments of stress, when we are recovering from illness, when we're living with illness, when something in our lives, right, maybe it doesn't have to be burnout related, it doesn't have to be health related, right? It could be, I don't know, the kids are going off to uni. It could be cost of living crisis. It could be ill health in a family. It could be bereavement. It could be a divorce. It could be anything. But when something happens in life that makes us feel less than ourselves, right? We know we're feeling a bit lost. We know we're struggling with stuff. It's at that point that, right, we trust the experts around us, right? Whether they're telling us to bin all of our clothes, whether they're telling us to change the name of a podcast, whatever it is that they're doing. But I think we trust those people more. I think what's really important, particularly is when we think about ethics and morals of coaching, of leaders, of those of us in love, I think we all need to be more aware of where we are trying to pigeonhole people based on our framework, our methodology, our bias, right, our thinking, and consider what's actually right for this person. Now, for those, and I think when we are low energy, when we are low mood, when we are literally just struggling to get through every single day, I think it can be really easy to almost like hand over that trust a bit more to people, can't it? Because it's like our intuition goes offline, right? Our gut feel. And even if our gut feel is like, yeah, it doesn't feel right, we're looking at these experts thinking, I'm paying you to help me, right? You must have, like, clearly, I'm hoping you've got my best interests at heart. So we hand over our trust to people to help us. And then I think when we start to rediscover ourselves again, like, that's the part of us that we can't ignore. Now, if I'm being honest with you, I've wanted to rename this back to frazzled for the last month or so. I couldn't work out the technical side of it. I couldn't work out how to join the RSS feeds. And then I started to get, I would have to rename every episode. I'd have to do this. I'd have to do that. Do you know what? I can just decide it's back to frazzled. Guess what? It's frazzled. I let the tech stuff get in the way of doing what I thought was right. How many of us do that? How many of us are handing over responsibility to tech or to AI or to experts or to people, and we're just stopping trusting ourselves? And that stopping trusting ourselves is natural when we are on the brink of burnout, when we are frazzled, when we are coming through the other side, because we don't know what we can trust. Because the part of us that we genuinely thought we could trust, that part led us to burnout in the first place. So then we start doubting. But again, I want us to think about the point that we get to, like the full depths of burnout, that we have just kept going. That is finally our body and our brain saying no more. Like, just no more. And it feels dark. It feels horrible. You feel lost, you feel alone, you feel helpless and hopeless and like the biggest failure on the planet. And yet there was a part of you that said, time to hibernate. Right, let's get you offline, let's get you into a safe place, let's do something about your recovery. Now, we it's happening subconsciously, right? Because we wouldn't logically, rationally, intellectually, we wouldn't get ourselves to that point by choice. And yet, if we'd changed some of those things earlier, if we'd really trusted our instincts earlier, I've said this again, if you're a regular listener here, you'll know, right? Day one of being in that toxic organization that ultimately contributed to my first burnout, day one, my gut said, get out of here. Day one. And I overrode that intuition and that gut feel for months and months and months until it was just like, I don't know, it buggered off, right? You're not listening. I'm taking a break. And then I ended up at burnout. Those intuitive moments, that gut feel, that part of you that is already trying to get you to pay attention, that part is still there. The part of me that knows we're back to frazzled is the part of me that knows. Next, it's a tiny thing, right? Oh, I've changed the name of a podcast. And at the same time, it's not. Because it really is like a metaphor for so much of the stuff that so many of the rest of us and other areas of my life, right? Where I have been avoiding doing the thing that I know I should be doing because another expert or another person or somebody else told me this was better for me. Do you know the only person that knows what's right for me is me? And the same for you. Whichever coach you're working with, whichever training provider you're working with, the only person that ultimately knows what is right for you is you. That's what I want us to start exploring again in this series. That's what I want us to get back to. So I want us to have some meaty conversations, some meaty topics, it's going to be all over the place again, because this is how we are, right? We don't fit into neat boxes. We don't fit into neat titles. We don't fit into any of that stuff. We are complex and complicated. We are all over the bloody place. None of us know what we're doing. Let's face it, right? None of us know what we're bloody doing. Every day is a bit of guesswork, isn't it? Every day is, how do I feel today? Let's do a bit of a check-in. What do I want? Where am I going? What's the direction that I'm heading in? Like, you know, is my mood as changeable as the weather here in the UK? All of those things, that's the stuff that I want us to explore. So we're back with Frazzled. What I do want to talk to you about in next week's episode is the fact that I want us to stop glamorizing self-employment. Right, I'm getting a bit sick of all of the business coaches out there that are making out that self-employment is the best thing on earth. Everybody should be doing it sooner. Everybody should be jacking in their jobs. Right, self-employment, running a business, is fucking hard. Really fucking hard. Let's talk about some of that next week, shall we? Right, next week we're going to stop glamorizing self-employment. If it's right for you, I'm going to give you that as well. We'll talk about both sides of the coin. But that's where we're going to start next week. We're going to stop glamorizing self-employment. We're going to talk about some of the reality of what it is actually like, whether it is right for you or not right for you. Some of you I know that listen have walked away from jobs, and some of you are looking to now go back because it's not as easy as it was kind of made out, right? Some of you were told, do this thing and you'll grow £100,000. You know, you'll be earning £100,000 within 6 months. 10K months are easy to get to. Here's how to get 10,000 people on your mailing list. And here's how you grow to, you know, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube channels or LinkedIn or whatever that may be. Next week, we're going to unpick that and talk about some of the reality. But we're back for now. We are back. This is Frazzled. I am Kelly Swingler. This is the uncut, unedited, unscripted, unhinged. We're just back. This is Frazzled. I'll be back with you next week, where we're going to stop glamorizing self-employment. That would have been such a clean close, wouldn't it? Should we try that again? We're going to be back next week, where we talk about why we need to stop glamorizing self-employment. I will wish you a very, very happy week. Go and enjoy yourselves. Let's hope that some of this sunshine continues, and I will see you again next week. Take care for now. Bye-bye.